This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs and contracts, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and jobs. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dortch.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Thank you for stopping by this show. Today, we're going to have an interesting show where we're going to be talking about veterans. As you guys know, I'm a veteran, served in the Marine Corps for several years, and always like to give love back to the Marine Corps, but also to the veteran community. And we're going to be talking about some number of different initiatives that are going on in the veteran community to help out veterans get jobs and start businesses and do other things like that. A new program that's kind of been started that's called VetNet, and it's a combination of three different programs, Google for Veterans, Hire Heroes USA, and the Hiring Our Heroes program from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce have all joined forces in collaboration to start this VetNet HQ. And we're going to find out more about this program and the individual programs I just talked about. On the line, I have with me Carrie Lorino. Is that right, Carrie? Did I get that right? All right. She is from Google. She runs a Google Veterans Network. She's the founder of it. She's an audience evangelist. I want to know a little bit more about that title, too, Carrie. Audience evangelist, unique title. But she runs a Google for Veteran Network, and we'll hear about that. We've got on the other line Kevin Schmiegel. He's a retired lieutenant colonel. Kevin, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
He's executive director for Hire Our Heroes from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and he served in the Marine Corps as well, so simplify to you. And then we also have Brian Stan. He's the president and CEO of Hire Heroes USA. Brian, welcome.
Thank you very much.
We have him. He's also a Marine veteran, so simplify to him. And then he's also a current middleweight at the for the Ultimate Fighting Championship, the UFC. So we'll hear a little bit more about that as we kind of round out the show about what he's doing with UFC and then also combining that with veterans as well. Thank all of you for joining. Carrie, let me start in with you. Google. People probably hearing about Google and doesn't really think that Google has a connection with veterans. But, you know, what is Google doing in terms of veterans?
First of all, thank you so much for having me here today. I'm thrilled to be here and thrilled to talk with you about and everyone who's listening about VetNet and everything that we are doing. Ironically, you're right. You're absolutely right. When I first came to Google, it wasn't a place that people would naturally think of as in the same breath as the word the military or veterans. But the irony is we have hundreds of veterans who actually work here as well as military spouses and family members and a very robust community that we call the Google Veterans Network of supporters and members of the community who are working on behalf of the community both within the four walls of Google and outside as well. We do a lot of volunteer work in the community to scale our interest in certain transition issues in particular, like employment, like student veterans, and like helping wounded warriors. But we also focus on all kinds of ways to make Google an employer of choice for the community and working with our people operations department to hire as many veterans as we can.
Hey, Carrie, is Google one of those employers who's, you know, pushing it out there to say, hey, we're looking, you know, where Google is going to maybe some of the hiring fairs and everything else and really letting the veteran community know that we want you? Are they really pushing that?
100%. In fact, a colleague of mine by the name of Harry Wingo, who's a former Navy SEAL, runs our Veterans Employment Outreach Program out of the D.C. office. We are very focused on hiring veterans, recognize the talents that they bring to the table, and consider them, you know, an incredibly rich talent pool for us to find new Googlers to come and work here. That's what we call ourselves.
All right.
We work at Google. You're okay. A Googler.
You know, talk to us about this Google veteran, and that's good to hear that Google's on point with this, and that's a, you know, very, very good thing. What's this Google Veterans Network, and you were the founder of it. I mean, how did this thing get started?
Yeah, I was the founder. I actually... You know, it's a bittersweet story. My old boyfriend was killed in action in Afghanistan on October 29th of 2007.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay.
He was the commander of a U.S. Army Special Forces ODA in Helmand Province, Afghanistan, in the 20th Special Forces Group. And when I came back to Google, I wanted to find a community that find a group of basically one of our clubs or groups that we have at Google. That we have lots of different special interest groups, and find a place that I could join and find like-minded people to help me deal with the circumstances that I found myself in at that time. And there wasn't a group, and so I decided to found it as someone who hadn't served but had the most respect, deepest respect for those, including those of you who are on the call today, for their service. And so I founded this community, and we started from scratch, and within 48 hours, we had 60 members, and now we're well over the 600 mark.
Wow.
And, you know, we grow. We've grown and grown and grown every year. It's been 5 years and change now, and I feel like every day we're just getting started. And what's really special about what we're doing now is that we have the opportunity to work with these incredibly fine partners who are doing incredibly life-changing work on behalf of the community. And for us to be able to work with people who are delivering such wonderful services to the community and bring our technology to help them scale those services, to do what they do best, to make that reach an even wider audience, is something I'm thrilled, and all of us here in the community at Google are thrilled about.
You know, with Google in terms of the services, and I mean, you know, Google has a number of different services. I use Google a lot as well, Gmail and everything else. I mean, when you're looking at Google for Veterans, is it a dynamic of saying, how can you use a Google product to help a veteran? Or is it the dynamic of saying that, you know, these are resources, and Google is serving as a resource venue to get the word out about certain things? I mean, if a person, and then give the website too, Carrie, so people can, you know, come to this thing and join it.
Sure. Well, there are a couple of different resources. Just to clarify, last year we launched a platform called GoogleForVeterans.com. And if you go to GoogleForVeterans.com, what you'll find there is all of the ways that our veterans network and the people who had served, the spouses of those who had served, came together, and we all together said, what are the most relevant ways that we could think of that Google tools could help people like us out in the rest of the country? And so we put our heads together, and we thought, you know what, it would be a great thing for people to learn about that, you know, that Google Docs is a place that you can store your DD-214 or your health records or your fitness reports, and you can access them no matter where you are and not worrying about having to find them and losing them or keeping them, your handheld, you know, hand-carried medical records in a box. And so we tried to think about the tools that were most helpful to our veterans during their transition and share that knowledge with other people. And those are the types of use cases that you would find with instructions almost like a special help center just for this community on GoogleForVeterans.com. We also created a YouTube channel called YouTube.com/veterans, which highlights transition tips in a video format where veterans can upload and share their tips for transitioning in different areas, including employment. It's also a place where veterans can go to tell and share their stories and speak directly to civilians about things like answering questions that we felt that people needed to answer and that people in the public would want to hear the answers to, like, why did you choose to serve? What would you want a civilian to know? What's the question that you get asked the most? And so we did all of that last year, and that's at, as I said, GoogleForVeterans.com and YouTube.com/veterans. But this year we've launched a new program called VetNet, in partnership and led by three wonderful partners, two of whom are on this call today. Kevin is the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce's Hiring Our Heroes program, and Brian Stan as the president and CEO of Hire Heroes USA, as well as another gentleman by the name of Mike Haney, who runs the Institute for Veterans and Military Families up at Syracuse University. And what we've done with VetNetHQ.com is create an environment where the services that are provided by these three organizations are now offered in one place, and we've created essentially a syndicated program for them to deliver those services over Google Plus Hangouts, to build a community and a group of followers, people who can access those resources wherever they are, from the privacy of their own home, on the road, at school, at work, etc.
Wow. Well, you know, we got to take a quick break, and that's definitely a lot. And what I'm hearing is GoogleForVeterans.com, and then we also have VetNet VeteranHQ.com are the sites that people can go to, and we'll talk about them a little bit more. I want to get to our next guest when we take a when we come back from our break. We're going to talk to Kevin from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and he's going to be able to break down what they're doing. And then we'll also talk to Brian from Hire From Heroes, and then we'll be able to get a full understanding, the Hire Heroes USA, a full understanding of how all three of these great programs are coming together and what they're doing for veterans. And if veterans who are hearing this, or spouses, or people who are out there who have who are in touch with veterans, we want to make sure that we get these resources into their hands, let them get it up on a computer, and they're able to join these things. We'll be right back after this break. We're talking about VetNet HQ, a special program that's a combination of Google, Hire Our Heroes from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and Hire Heroes USA. We'll be right back after this break. You listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we've been having an interesting conversation about some resources that are out there to help veterans. You know, I'm a veteran myself, served in the Marine Corps. This is an important topic to me. I've been on top of this topic, and I want to make sure, especially if we got veterans who are coming back from Afghanistan, and those who are getting out, we want to make sure that they get jobs. You know, they've served the country. Now it's time for them to get back into the U.S. and get these good jobs and be able to take care of their families after they've done some wonderful things for our country. We've been talking to three different partners who formed this special program called VetNet HQ. You can find it at VetNetHQ.com. But it's Google combined with Hire Our Heroes program from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Marines, and then Hire Heroes USA. I said Marines because I got all Marines on the phone, so excuse me, but Hire Heroes USA, a special program. But Kevin Schmiegel, a retired Lieutenant Colonel Marine Corps, you're working with the Hire Our Heroes program. What's the U.S. Chamber of Commerce doing with this thing?
Well, first of all, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is the world's largest business federation. It's comprised of 1,600 local chambers of commerce. It's affiliated with 600 different individual trade associations, and through those relationships, we have affiliate memberships with 3 million businesses, large and small. So it's really the perfect organization from the private sector perspective to start a grassroots nationwide campaign to help veterans and military spouses find jobs in hundreds of communities across America. And what we did was very simple. We worked with our local chambers of commerce, and we worked with our government, from the Department of Labor to the Department of Veterans Affairs to the Department of Defense, and then a host of nonprofits and private sector companies to do one simple thing. We went around the country and we did hiring fairs. For the last 20 months, we've been in 380 different communities. We've helped more than 14,100 veterans and military spouses land jobs just through those hiring fairs. Close to 800 companies have now hired at those hiring fairs, and there are second and third order effects. Now they've developed their own programs as corporations, and another 75,000 have been hired through the results of those programs. So we're closing in on 90,000 veterans and military spouses as a result of our efforts. But for the most part, we've been very focused on high-touch efforts. We believe that because hiring decisions are made locally and because veterans and military families go back to their communities every day, you know, hometowns where they grew up, or their wives' hometowns or their husbands' hometowns, that we should focus our efforts locally. What's exciting about this new collaboration between Google and the three nonprofits who we consider best in class is that we can now provide a high-tech platform to kind of underpin everything we're doing on the high-touch side. And what's critical about this is through our program, we've reached close to 200,000 veterans and military spouses face-to-face at these hiring fairs. They're part of our network. They're part of a database, so we can constantly give them career information. But this platform, this VetNet headquarters, has the potential to be a game changer because, you know, by going on the Google Plus technology, we can host panels with industry experts with companies that we work with every day. We can get CEOs to talk about why they value hiring veterans and military spouses. We can call together specific industries and sectors that are growing in America that desperately need skilled workers, and we can literally reach millions of people just by going and using this technology. And that really does change the paradigm. It really does help us reach an audience that we can't reach through hiring fairs and other local efforts alone.
You know, Kevin, in this whole dynamic, and this is exciting to hear the Chamber of Commerce, I mean, as you're reaching out, and it sounds as if there's been a growth, but as you're reaching out to the business community, what are you hearing? And I think I heard you correctly where you said now some of these people have now taken their own initiative and started their own veteran hiring type programs based on maybe your program as well. Do you anticipate, as we go into 2013, do you anticipate there is going to be an increase on whether it be a medium-sized business or small business or large businesses in terms of the number of people who are going to be joining forces in your Hire Our Heroes programs? Are you seeing that? Are you seeing that kind of groundswell?
Absolutely. In addition to the hiring fair effort, we started a campaign called Hiring 500,000 Heroes. We started that in March with Capital One because they have access to a lot of small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea behind this is very simple. We believe that as we come out of the recession, if we can get just a small percentage of the 27 million small businesses in America to hire one veteran or one military spouse, when they see the value of it, and when they follow the lead of big companies who've already realized the value of veterans, that once they hire one and they see it, they're likely to hire a second or a third. And this is the idea behind the program, like Hiring Our Heroes and like an initiative like VetNet Headquarters. A lot of people said the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is very tactical for doing hiring fairs across the country. It's actually really strategic. The goal of programs like this is to bring the public and private sector together in a way that's never been done before, in a collaborative way. It's designed to create a movement. So when we bring employers who for the first time are meeting with veterans and military spouses, be it big, medium, or small businesses, we know the second and third order effect. And I think we're at a moment in time where we see unemployment for post-9/11 veterans at over 10%. We see younger veterans under the age of 25 suffering from 30% unemployment nationally. We see military spouses suffering from 26% unemployment. We are at a moment of time where the private sector is behind us like never before, and we need to take advantage of that. We need to leverage this because over the next 5 years, there's a million more active duty service members getting ready to separate because of the drawdown. And guess what populations they fall in? They're post-9/11 veterans. A vast majority of them will be under the age of 25, and a whole lot of them are going to have military spouses who are currently out of work and will be looking for work. And guess what? A lot of them are dual-income families as well. So we need to do this right. We need to do this now. And I think VetNet Headquarters is a platform where we can get the word out and do it like it's never been done before. And I think it's a really exciting initiative.
You know, Kevin,
we're really proud of it.
I think you jumped on something I want to touch on, you know, in terms of doing it now. And I get concerned about this. Is there a concern that, you know, as we move and then, you know, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, we don't hear the wars in the news anymore. Is there a concern that the momentum will kind of begin to fade, that, you know, then the veteran, you know, where we're getting this, you know, where the White House is behind it and media is jumping on it. But then all of a sudden, in a couple of years, nobody really wants to hear about that. Is there a concern about that?
Absolutely. Listen, I'm not overstating at all. This is a national security issue for our country. You have to look at this from both a recruiting and a retention standpoint. On the lines of recruiting, if post-9/11 veterans, and particularly those 25 and under, are suffering from higher unemployment than their peers, almost double. So if you're under the age of 25, your unemployment rate is almost twice that of non-veterans. This is a national security issue from a recruiting standpoint, because when we get done with this drawdown, 5 years down the road, if high school students see that younger veterans were not likely to get as likely to get employed after they leave the service, they're going to tell recruiters from our armed forces who are going around the country saying they're going to be better off. That's not the fact. That's not true. And it's going to be a recruiting issue. From a retention standpoint, let's be very honest. If one out of every four military spouses is without work, what incentivizes them to encourage their husbands or their wives to make the military a career? These are fundamental issues for our country. Our first president, George Washington, said, "The willingness with which young people are likely to serve in future wars shall be directly proportional to how they perceive veterans were treated and appreciated by their nation."
Hmm.
And if our first president said it, and you know President Obama and the First Lady and Dr. Biden are very active on this issue, we need to treat it like a national security issue. And the last point I would make, with all that said, this is not charity. There are millions of jobs in America that aren't being filled right now because we lack a trained workforce. President Obama himself in the State of the Union address referred to 2 million jobs this past January that weren't being filled. We believe that veterans are very talented, that military spouses are very talented, and they should be pushed towards those jobs. And we're going to use VetNet headquarters to get the word out about those industries that are hiring in huge demand for skilled workers and really good paying careers for the people who have served our country.
On that note, we're going to
add is, I was just going to say that, you know, Kevin, maybe you could talk a little bit about the Fast Track Jobs Map, which is a really key tool available through vetnethq.com, but also on your website and the chamber as well.
And I tell you what, let's hold that, because I want to get Brian in on the next segment, and then we all come back. Let's talk about the different pieces on VetNet HQ. I want all three to chime on in, and let's talk about Fast Track and other pieces that are available on VetNet HQ that veterans can begin tapping into. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay.
Sounds great.
We're taking a quick break. We're talking, as you see, we're talking about some important issues right now. I think Kevin really hit it hit the nail on the head, that this is a national security issue about getting veterans hired. This is not just something that we need to do for now. This is something that we need to do as a country in order to take care of our service members, in order to retain a good, strong military, and in order to show, the homage to those who have also served, but to keep our country strong. We'll take a quick break. We're talking about VetNet HQ. You can find it at vetnethq.com. Listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we're talking about veteran issues, talking about getting veterans hired, talking about getting veterans back in this employment market after they've come back and serving from Afghanistan or serving from wherever they serve from, but getting them back into the market where they're working for companies, maybe even starting businesses. But veterans have a lot to give. I mean, they've done a great job for our country. A lot of times they're working in very, very high demand jobs, very technical jobs, and they can come back and fill a lot of great positions when they get into our workforce in America. We're talking to three different special people. They've started what's called VetNetHQ.com. They come from different organizations. One comes from Google. We've got Carrie Loreno from Google. She's the audience evangelist and the founder of the Google Veterans Network. We've got Kevin Schmiegel. He's a lieutenant colonel, former lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps, and he's the executive director of Hire Our Heroes from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And we got Brian Stan. He's the president and CEO of Hire Heroes USA. He's also a Marine veteran, and he is the current middleweight champion. Are you a champion, Brian?
I am not the current champion. I'm world champion in a different organization previous to being in the UFC.
Well, we're just going to claim that you're going to become champion then, okay? We're going to put that out there. But he's in the UFC. He's in the Ultimate Fighting Championship in the UFC, and he fights in that. We've got them on the line right now talking about VetNet HQ. They've come together along with Syracuse University to have this program that's special for veterans. Brian, with your organization, talk to us about your organization. Were you the founder of this and got this started? And what's the reason that you guys are out here?
You know, I'm actually not the founder of Hire Heroes USA. It was founded by a gentleman named John Bartus, who is the current chairman and CEO for a publicly traded healthcare company called MedAssets. John is a man who has been extraordinarily successful in his business life, and his passion in life is to help veterans. So he started Hire Heroes USA and recruited me to come in and run it in 2009.
Okay.
And our piece of this VetNet puzzle is really behind the training of veterans when they are ready to transition and they are getting out of the military and they want to go get that next job or that next career. And veterans who are listening, they've heard a lot about the problem. They've heard a lot about what VetNet HQ has to offer. One thing I really want to make sure they understand is that when they go to VetNetHQ.com, There is content, there's publications, documents, and ways to register with each individual organization so that they can receive the proper training to put together the assets they need to go find that next job, that next career. And so where Hire Heroes USA comes in and what we specialize in is bringing in veterans, assessing their situation, developing a plan for their career search, creating from scratch a resume, a value proposition, a cover letter, and then training them on how to interview properly so that they can communicate the skill set that's on their resume to a civilian employer. One of the number one reasons we found that people don't hire veterans is because veterans fail to communicate their skill set effectively in a way that they can actually understand it, because any veteran knows we have our own tactical speaking, so to say, in the military. We've got our own terms, a lot of acronyms, et cetera. And a lot of young veterans particularly don't do well describing why, you know, their 4 years in the infantry translate into the right kind of skills to manage a Walmart. And so where we all know they have the skills, they have the leadership, their job they've previously done is much more difficult than the civilian job they may be hired for. We've got to teach them how to communicate that effectively. And then the back end of that, Hire Heroes USA partners with companies and helps these veterans get their foot in the door and ultimately get those jobs. What VetNet HQ and Google has done for us, we're a small organization. I have 22 employees. I got a location in Atlanta, Georgia, San Diego, California. We travel around the country to bases all across the country to train veterans in these skill sets. But with VetNet HQ and Google, it can make a 22-person organization like the one I'm currently running look like a 500-person organization. We believe that it takes a personal approach with veterans to teach them these skills. I can't just hand them our workbook and say, okay, now go write your resume. Yeah, they deserve one-on-one attention with somebody who knows what they're doing, who's a subject matter expert, to help teach them how to communicate their skill sets both verbally and orally, or written, on a resume. And then how they should conduct themselves in an interview. How do you decipher a job description, job requirement, and decide whether you're qualified for it? How do you go about conducting a career search if you want to work in Topeka, Kansas? You know, so what we can do now with VetNet HQ is, rather than have this one-on-one conversation on the phone, or that veteran waits until we arrive at their base to learn these skills, we can now, and we've done this twice this week already, we can now teach these classes and do one-on-one assistance via Google Hangout, via VetNet HQ, where, you know, my chief operating officer had 30 people on Monday all listening to him talk about how to build a resume, how to communicate that skill set on a resume. He took one-on-one questions. He was able to share documents with them. He was able to share with them all our best, our workbooks, our example resumes for people with similar backgrounds in the military that they have that are applying for civilian jobs. We were able to share that information rather than in a one-on-one scenario. Now we had 30 people staring my employee in the eye, who does this every day for veterans, and in an hour they gained a ton of useful information. And now have access to all of this via VetNet HQ and the ability to register with Hire Heroes USA, get their resume, their interview skills, connect with the companies we've partnered with, then connect with all the companies that Kevin spoke of through the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And hey, you know what? If maybe you don't want to do any of that, you want to start your own company, now you can go over to this other organization, which will teach you and give you college-level courses for free how to use your benefits, develop a business plan, and be an entrepreneur and start your own business. And so this isn't just some internet portal to help connect you to a job and just magic happens. It's an area where you can gain access to critical information, get the top level training in class in all these areas, and then connect with companies that have been vetted and already have decided that they want people like you, people that have served this country. And you can do so in a very fast, quick fashion. And you can then share your experience with other veterans. And that's what makes this so special and wildly, vastly different than anything that's been done before in the veteran service industry.
You know, Brian, you touched on a couple different things that's so important to me. You know, I also served in the grunts and served in the infantry dynamic. And that's a question that a lot of times, you know, if you look on MOS translator and you see what, you know, what does infantry relate to in a civilian world? And I think, Kevin, both of you guys speak to this. I think both of you served in that dynamic. But and anyone who serves in the combat side, they always say security or something like that. You know, it's all, or they don't even have anything that they really point you to. But in that world of the infantry, we all know the skills that we're learning, whether it be land navigation or whether it be management or whether it be problem solving or whether it be the windage of, the windage and elevation, putting your sights. I mean, all this stuff is technical stuff. And they all can go into other areas beyond, you know, security is great. And that's one career field, but it's not the end all be all. And a lot of times there's a disservice done, I believe, in some of these translators. And
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And they never capture when you have, specifically in infantry, one of the biggest skill sets that doesn't get mentioned, they spit out, security. They don't talk about leadership.
Right.
The leadership aspect of what these men and women have done from, MOS is like that. You know, I will see top 5% MBA program graduates come into business. These are guys who've gone to Harvard, Wharton, Kellogg, and they come in and they get put into a position where they're managing 3 people, and that's considered a big leadership position. They're now making decisions. You take a squad leader that has served in the military in the last 10 years, that squad leader doesn't have that high level of degree, but they have more leadership training than that person coming from Harvard or any of the schools I've mentioned. They have more leadership training and experience than any of those people. And then you want to talk about decision-making capabilities? We can make a decision on what's going to lower our stock price or hurt our shareholders. These men and women are making life and death decisions every day.
Exactly.
They're briefing and putting together operations orders that are more detailed than any business plan I've seen.
Right.
And they set standards and hold their men and women to those standards. These are leadership skills that, to be quite honest, you just don't see in leadership in the civilian world, and that's the reason why big companies have flocked to the military to pull out these experienced leaders.
I agree. Brian, I'm going to have to hold you right there. I want to take a quick break, and I want to get all three of you chiming in as we kind of talk about VetNet HQ and then, what it has to offer for the veterans and then where do we see this thing going? I mean, this sounds like the beginning. This is not, something that we're far down the road. It sounds as if people are coming together and trying to experiment and trying to figure out how can we best do this thing. We're talking about VetNet HQ, and we've brought the partners are Google, the partners are Hire Our Heroes from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and the partners are Hire Heroes USA and also Syracuse University, who have come together for this vetnethq.com. You can get on the site and check it out, but we've got the representatives on there right now. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll keep on talking about this on Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we've been having a great conversation about some tools that are out there right now to help veterans get jobs, to help veterans start businesses, help veterans who are coming back from war zones, to help veterans who have just finished their service time, their commitment, to get out there and get back into this work world and give back to their country that way. We're talking to the partners of a program called VetNet HQ, and we have on the line with us Carrie Loreno. She's an audience evangelist from Google Veteran Network, and she works at Google, but she's the one who got this whole thing in terms of the Google's Veteran Network started. We've got Kevin Schmiegel. He's a former lieutenant colonel with the Marine Corps. He's executive director of Hire Our Heroes at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And then Brian Stan. He's also a Marine veteran, president and CEO of Hire Heroes USA, and he's also a part of the UFC. He's a fighter for the UFC as well. All three of you, at any point in time, jump in. What are the special things at VetNet HQ that veterans need to hear about, or people who are going to put this stuff out to veterans need to hear about?
Well, I can start from the U.S. Chamber's perspective. We're running a channel. I consider the VetNet headquarters, in very simple terms, I was a Marine, so I've got to do that. But I look at it as like an online television network for veterans and military spouses to kind of tune in and get advice on careers, get advice and resources that they can use to put in their toolkit as they're looking for jobs in the private sector, either having recently made transitions or getting ready to transition from active duty. Our role is very simple. We, as the world's largest business federation, we do have access to millions of businesses, large and small. What we want to do is help veterans in two areas. You alluded to it a little bit before. I think veterans don't do themselves a service when they're talking to employers. I think they need to do a better job of branding themselves. They need to talk about the intangibles that they learned in the military. And for a younger veteran who left high school and then served for 4 years, sometimes it's daunting to talk to an employer for the first time. The second thing is when service members and their families are leaving, they really make a decision of the heart when they're transitioning out of the military. And they're going back to communities across America where the job market may not be that good. And they often go back without really targeting their career search. So one of the things that we're doing, in addition to the industry panels that we'll be leading on Google Plus, on the Hangouts, is we are also launching a program called Fast Track. And it's really a very simple idea. The idea is to show veterans where the jobs are geographically in the United States, and in those areas to show them the industries that are driving growth. So over the course of the last few weeks, utilizing Google Maps technology, we've developed a mapping tool that shows the 100 cities in America that are growing the fastest in terms of job growth. And when a veteran or a military spouse goes on that site and they mouse over or click on that city, they'll see the industries that are driving growth. And the way we populated the map was using a tool called Veterans Jobs Bank, which is a tool that was developed, again, with Google's help. And it actually, on the government side, is used by the VA and the National Resource Directory. But the approach is different. The whole point of the Fast Track is very simple. When we see, I was the head of enlisted assignments monitors for the Marine Corps, and I talked to several thousand young people a year about their decision to leave the Marine Corps. A lot of times we were trying to get them to stay, but 3 out of 4 Marines leave after their first 4 years. And I can tell you, 99.9% of the time, when I asked them what they were going to do next, they said, "Sir, I don't know. I'm just going to go home, and I'll figure it out when I get there." We don't want them to make a decision of the heart. We know they want to be close to their support networks, but we want to show them that they should make an informed decision. They need to look at where the jobs are and who's hiring, and we believe Fast Track is the right approach to showing them that those two things.
Kerry, and thank you, Kevin, for saying that. Kerry, it sounds as if Google is putting all of its interesting technology and support into something like this. I mean, that's what I'm getting from what Kevin just said, you know, in terms of the mapping technology, the search engine technology and everything like that. Is that right?
Absolutely. And I would take it a step further. You got two of them, and I would even add Google Drive, which is it is the new version of Google Docs where you can share all of your collaborative docs. Google Drive is fueling the resource library that also exists on vetnethq.com. So if you go there, you'll be able to get instructions on which track you might want to follow and how to do that. But you scroll down a little bit on the bottom of the page and you find the resource library. There's a carousel with some different sample resources, including the Fast Track map that Kevin just mentioned. If you go to the actual resource library by clicking on those words, you'll see a collection of resources that the partners on this call, as well as the Institute for Veterans and Military Families at Syracuse, felt are critical to get into the hands of the community free of charge. And so that is being driven by Google Drive. And of course, all of our programming, live programming on each of these channels is happening over Google Plus Hangouts. So we're leveraging Google Plus very heavily for the program.
And let me jump in on this one, Kerry. With Google Plus, as Brian mentioned that about, even his one of his staff members having this Google Plus Hangout and 30 people on there. With the Google Plus Hangout, what does that allow? Just so people who haven't been on there, what does it allow? And Brian, you may want to jump on that as well because you're seeing it in practice. But what does that allow a veteran to do?
Sure. Well, you know, I would say a Google Plus Hangout is a video conference for up to 10 individuals to speak together about anything that they'd like to speak about at one time. You can also view Google Docs together and work on them together in a collaborative environment. You can also view YouTube videos together in a private hangout and have a discussion. It was really built originally as an enterprise tool to help companies and people on the road who travel a lot and mm-hmm. to connect with their employees and run a more efficient business. But what we've seen with the integration into Google Plus of the Hangouts is that people are using it for all kinds of conversations, to stay in touch with their loved ones, to who are living remotely from them, to host college classes, to run office hours, to newscasters who are using it to broadcast things. And I would say there are two products. One is a Hangout, which we could be in a Hangout right now as opposed to being on the radio if we wanted to see each other face to face. And you can also hit a button that says Start Broadcast, and that allows you to literally be on air so that an unlimited number of people in the public are able to go to that page and watch the discussion that's in play. And so when you think about that, if you are a professor like Mike Haney who can deliver classes on how to start your own business, and there is an 8-week class on how to do that, every Tuesday and Thursday at 3 o'clock, there's a live Hangout on air taught by Mike or others on his team or other professors and successful entrepreneurs sharing their secrets on how to start a business and how to get it running. And you can teach a class over a Hangout on air. You can have a fireside chat, as Kevin was saying earlier, with a CEO, which I'm sure we'll see him do, to sit down and talk with a CEO and bring other veterans into that Hangout to ask questions live to that individual, which is something they would never be able to do otherwise. Who gets to spend time directly with the CEO, right? And ask their questions one-on-one. Right. So there's a rare opportunity with this technology to bring people together to have conversations that are really meaningful with people who might never come together and never find each other if they weren't in the same community. And so this breaks down those barriers, breaks down the distance, enables people, whether you're in Topeka, Kansas or New York City, to share ideas, learn from each other, find mentors, and attend classes together and learn, write a new resume, and get tips from someone like Nate Smith, who works with Brian Stan down in Alpharetta, Georgia, and also enables Nate not to have to travel so much.
Right,
so it's good for everybody.
You know, Brian, 30 seconds. I only got 30 seconds left. Give it to me real quick. Where are we headed with this? Where are we headed in the future?
Well, you know, I think it's only going to grow. It's a one-stop shop for everything that a veteran needs when they decide, I'm going to transition into the military. And they don't even need to know what they need. They just need to go here. We'll tell them what they need. And they'll get access to all of those resources. They do not need to wait until they're officially out of the military. Once they've been identified that they're going to get out, this is where they need to go to get the information, to arm themselves with the assets they need, connect with the companies, or get the classes they need to learn how to be an entrepreneur. This is where they can connect, not only with the people that want to help them, but also other veterans who have walked a mile in their shoes and can share their experience.
VetNet HQ got on the line, Carrie Lorino. She's an audience evangelist and Google Veterans Network founder. Kevin Schmiegel, he's a Hiring Our Heroes executive director at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, a Marine veteran. And then Brian Stan, president and CEO, Heroes USA. And he's a Marine veteran and also a fighter at the UFC. Thank you so much for coming on Fed Access. This is some great. We have to have you come back and keep us abreast of, as we go into 2013, what's going on, what are we seeing? And there's so much to talk about, but I definitely want to have you back. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch, Friday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.